Well, that is very interesting, Dave. Great show. Just chock full of loopy twaddle. How many ukulele Ike 78s did you hear in the past hour? You, the listener. Count them. There was none. How many Dinah Washington songs did you hear since 6 o'clock? I didn't think so. But you probably heard some Sophie Tucker on Dave's program, didn't you? You're shaking your head. Well, you're going to hear those things now. And WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. I'm a little sick. Smoking too many cigars. But it's getting to me. Damn. Well, anyway, welcome to Courtney's program, Playing 78s Like You're Going Out of Style. This is the place on the radio where memory lane is riddled with potholes. So we'll start out this week with Ruth Etting, one of my favorites.
I am one of the Hicks. I came here from the sticks, trying to find the kind of fame the name of Broadway stands for. I am one of the fools. I dreamt of riches and jewels. Now I awake, find my mistake, can't get a break. Broadway's a fake. I work in a speak that's dim and dingy. Spenders are pretenders, cheap and stingy. All I smell is rotten scotch and gin. Gee, cigarettes, cigars. Now I know what being too darn slow means. Among the gals who never learned what know means, they ask me, do I know what making dough means? Cigarettes, cigars. To heaven I just send up my lonely plea. Is this where I must end up? Oh, good Lord, answer me. Every morning when the nighttime dies out, I go home to sleep and weep my eyes out. Can't you hear a broken heart that cries out? Cigarettes, cigars. Camels, Chesterfields, Lucky's, cigars. I peddle my wares to gay millionaires, to wise guys and hobos, street gals with no bows, to misers and spenders, bootleg vendors, all of them playing their trumps. I won't let them maul me, and so they all call me the fool, the virgin, the child. Every morning when the nightshades fade out, I see all the tramps and drunks parade out, while I sing to the last one who is laid off. Cigarettes,
we talk, we hold it.
Okay, that was an old 78 there by Marcia Freer. I didn't know her personally, certainly not in the biblical sense. That was a song called When Lights Are Low. Before that was Ruth Etting. And she did cigars and cigarettes, which will be your downfall. I'm not saying it'll kill you. And these things become habits. And after a while, you drive your friends away. Ed, let me think about that. That may be a good thing in some cases. Anyway, this is the Old Codger on WFMU. I've said before I'm sick. This is the first time I've had a cold since 1931. That was the last time I forgot to tip the paper boy. So it serves me right. But I'm not the only one who's under the weather. Lola Bell Pancake, you know her. Lola Bell Pancake is my agent. And she had to go to the doctor. Wasn't feeling right. You know what happened? They did a diagnosis. Lola Bell, she lost her spunk. So she had to go to a spunk specialist. A spunkologist it was. And fortunately, her insurance covered it. Medicaid or something. And they ran some analysis on her intestinal fortitude. And they found that Lola Bell had a severe moxie deficiency. And she had low levels of pluck, problems with her gall and her backbone, shortage of crust, an aversion to audacity, high levels of apprehension, and a whole load of other symptoms. So they gave her spunk regeneration exercises to build up the spunk muscles in her guts and in her spine, especially, to put her on a special spunk-rich diet. It's tough when you lose your spunk. Especially at such a young age. Lola Bell's only 92. I hope she recovers, because she's my agent. And you know what they say? You remember what they say, don't they? I'm trying to think now. It's been a while since they said it. What they said was, an agent without spunk is like a vicious chow dog without fangs. Or it's like a birthday cake without blasting caps. Or it's like a rhinoceros without a Bachelor of Science degree. It's like a calendar without July. I don't know what the hell it is. Something. I don't know what. Anyway, good luck to you, Lola Bell, out there. Hope you get your spunk back. And Molasses Hathaway is out there, my friend. He was diagnosed. Terrible case of grind-hoosering pilferons. That is a very rare and painful condition. And it's also somewhat embarrassing. At least that's what he says. You'll have to check your medical dictionary. I don't have one. Grind-hoosering pilferons. Anyway, Blossom Moskowitz, of course, my girlfriend, she has a fever. That is, she has a fever. Blossom is incredibly hot. How hot? Well, the climatologists have determined that Blossom is personally responsible for 80% of global warming. Oh, I'm going over there later to help her cool down. Well, anyway, we go back to the music now. A beautiful singer here. I think you're going to like her. Very smooth voice. Her name is Leona Anderson on the Old Codger Radio Show.
Tambourine, you always call me tambourine. From Brazil to the Argentine, my only name is tambourine. Tambourine, I hate the name of tambourine. I lost the law to intervene, for my real name is Geraldine. When I go walking, I often sing a little song and accompany myself on the instrument I brought along. Then I always meet some rude men upon the village green, and invariably one of them will shout at me. Oh, see what I mean. Tambourine, everyone calls me tambourine. I can't imagine what they mean. Why do they call me
against your score, so don't come a-knockin'. for Miss Alice Brown. You gotta give all of them doggone children stuff. And my rule is that you can't get rough.
Now, I'm that.
What?
Old street bank.
What's more than you bank?
I'm a hustler.
Hustler what?
Get some off that avenue bank.
Yes,
and I'm known to be quite rough.
You're rough enough for me, Daddy.
And I'll call him in on his bluff.
But let me tell you something. Now, when you stumble in to my door, you going to get an awful blow. And when that piano starts to playing one of them low-down strings, you going to hear your mama when she sings.
What you gonna say?
You know my mama didn't do it, and my papa didn't do it, and you ain't gonna do it here. Now, Daddy, don't get drunk someplace else. And come in my house and try to show yourself. You know I sell most everything here, from kiddlings down to homebrew beer.
But you know I always break up all them kiddling struts.
You know I'm a big enough mama to break up my own darn stuff.
Wow.
You know my mama didn't do it, my papa didn't do it, and you ain't gonna do it, yeah. Now, look here, Papa. You don't know who I am.
And to tell the truth, Mama, I really don't give a...
Now, listen, honey.
Uh-huh.
You know there's a whole lot of things that we cats won't do.
Yeah, you better get out my face before I start to cussing you.
Now, you know, this is my house, honey. I really don't have to pay no rent.
Yeah, when we hit the head with a brick and try to learn you some sense.
Why, you big horny troll. You really had your chance.
Oh, you do?
Now, Fat Mama's gonna send you home in an ambulance.
Why?
You know my mama didn't do it. My papa didn't do it. And you ain't gonna do it yet. I'm saying...
Thank you.
78 RPM record. That's everything is that you hear on this program. That's all we play. 78. I don't touch the compact discs because I think they are radioactive and they make you impotent. I don't like the long playing records, the cassettes, the 8-track tapes that the kids are using these days. I don't like those either. It's only good for playing hippie music. We don't play any hippie music. Yeah, this is the old codger. I'm sick today. You can hear him all stuffed up. It's not as bad as it sounds, you know. I mean, poor Rummy will just grind hoosering pilferons or molasses, whoever has them. I forget. They're all a sick bunch, my cronies. I just heard from the Raymond Scott Quintet playing Brass Buttons and Epaulettes. Before that was Coot Grant and Kid Wilson singing Mama Didn't Do It and Papa Didn't Do It. I leave you to wonder what it was that they didn't do. The Clarence Williams Trio did Liza, All the Clouds Will Roll Away. Dinah Washington did Don't Come Knocking at My Door, and the great Leona Anderson, fine, fine woman. She ran for president many, many years ago, and she narrowly lost, very, very close. Unlike some people now claiming they're the first woman to run for president, it was Leona Anderson. If anybody ever asks you, it was Leona. Back in 32, she lost to Roosevelt and Al Flanden. She came in, it was a distant third. Anyway, where was I? Totally lost my thinking now, because my head is all stuffed up. But anyway, this is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison, on WFMU, playing 78 RPM records. I know what it was I was going to say about those compact discs. What I don't like about them is that there's no surface noise. I need that bed of surface noise. I find it very comforting. I hope you do, too. Now, I want to speak to your listeners out there calling me up, writing me letters. If you want to write, it's okay. If you want to call me at home, it's okay. Remember my phone number at home. Same phone number I've had since 1892. Write it down. Go get a pencil. My phone number, I think it's pretty easy to remember. My phone number is 6. So anyway, a guy's been calling me here at the radio station when I do the program every 2 weeks. And he's been bothering me on the phone during my show. He likes me. Says we have a lot in common. And he's a telephone stalker, I guess. Says we like the same music. We have the same likes and the same dislikes. He's convinced that we have so much in common. His name is Grubbage. Like the car, he says. I'm thinking, what is there, a car named Grubbage? What's this guy? Anyway, here's what I can't figure out. I mean, I could leave him, hang up or something, but he keeps telling me to look at his space page. I have no idea what he's talking about. He says, dude. He calls me dude. That's pretty offensive, eh? He says, dude. He says, check out my space page. And I'm thinking, what does he mean by his space page? I don't know where his space page is. What is it? So I looked in the newspaper, but there were no space pages. Unless he meant the classifieds, space for rent. But I wouldn't have that in common with anyone, because there's no space in my house. It's all used up with 78 RPM records. Anyway, this Grubbage, I don't know. If anybody out there knows where I can find his space page, you just drop me a letter, okay? Well, as you know, if you listen to the old Codger radio show on a regular basis, which is recommended, of course, I have sponsors. We play commercials to pay the bills here, unlike the other snooty programs on WFMU who claim they don't need the money. They don't do it for the money. They do it for the love of radio. I think they're a bunch of buffoons. So, we have a commercial here now. The commercials, of course, are on 70 RPM records as well. So, on WFMU, here is our sponsor, Synologen.
We all know people like Marion. Worried, overwrought, and resentful. And most of us get that way ourselves at times. But when you keep feeling that life's unfair, take care. Take Synodogen. Aspro gets through. New Aspro gets through and starts work 2.5 times faster. But when you keep feeling that life's unfair, Synodogen puts an end to nervous tension. An 8-week course of Synodogen, Synodogen, provides the nutrients your nerves require, We all know people, we all know people like Mary, worried, overwrought, and resentful. And most of us get that way ourselves at times. But when you keep feeling that life's unfair, take care. Take Synodogen. Synodogen puts an end to nervous tension. An 8-week course of Synodogen provides the nutrients your nerves require to cope with life's stresses and strains. Synodogen puts an end to nervous tension. We all know people like Mary, worried, overwrought, and resentful. And most of us get that way, ourselves at times. But when you keep, feeling that life's unfair, take care. Take Synodogen. Synodogen puts an end to nervous tension. An 8-week course of Synodogen provides the nutrients your nerves require to cope with life's stresses and strains. Synodogen puts an end to nervous tension.
Bad Dad is a word from our sponsor, Synodogen. Use Synodogen when you are having suffering from nervous tension or grindhoosering pilferans. Okay, it's time now for Sophie Tucker. Of course, you knew you were going to hear some Sophie Tucker today on the program. So here, she's good for what ails you, no matter what you're suffering from.
You all no doubt have heard, and the press had spread around the word, that I made a talkie film some time ago inside a picture studio. And of course you know how press agents are. They tell me that I'm a star.
A talkie star?
Yes, Ted, I'm all set.
There's been no scandal about you yet.
What do you mean, scandal, eh?
Well, no stolen husband, a duke from France.
Say, what's the rush? Give me a chance. There's nothing done in Hollywood that Sophie can't do just as good.
Just as good? Even better.
Now, I hope you mean that as a compliment. As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, Honky Tonk, perhaps you've seen, I hope you like me on the screen. I guess you went to hear me sing and talk, make love and everything.
You said make love?
Of course, and say, if they had only let me have my way,
the censors would have thrown a fit.
In spite of it all, I would have been a bigger hit.
Tell me, now that it's all done, in Hollywood, did you have fun?
Oh, did I have fun in Hollywood?
I'd like to know.
Hollywood will never be the same. This red-hot mama set the town aflame. I went to some of those wild parties I'd heard about. I started making whoopee and 50 guests were carried out. They told me how naughty it would be. Why, it was a Sunday school picnic to me. I hate to brag, but all the men grew as wild as they knew how. I even vamped all the cowboys away from their pet cows. I sent them home all crippled up and lame. And Hollywood will never be the same. To tell you my experience would take too long, I fear. But I'm going to tell you one or two things that perhaps you'd like to hear. At first, my director said he'd like to test me, and I let him know that I'd been tested by experts and okayed long ago. Soon we started shooting scenes. In came my leading man, My director said, Sophie, make love to him and do the best you can. Folks, I went right to it, and what happened, I forget. You see, it was a year ago in January, and the poor guy is unconscious yet. Then the sheik started after me. I couldn't keep them away. Even Rin Tin Tin himself chased me 7 blocks one day. And up and down those Beverly Hills, I gave them all plenty of thrills. A certain star spent an evening alone with me, and I'll have you know that an evening alone with me is like 3 weekends with Clara Bow. I sent him home all crippled up and lame. And Hollywood will never be the same.
They say that I was crazy, that Joe was slick and lazy. He'd make a fool out of me.
Where's Joe?
I don't know.
You used to love him,
but not no more. I was supposed to put him down, because I did not want that fool hanging around. ¶¶ no more. I was forced to let Joe go, because Joe didn't know the score. I took him out the gutter, nursed him like a mother, taught him his P's and Q's, to wear tight and collar, to make an easy dollar. But he just gave me the blues.
Where's Joe?
I don't know.
You used to love him,
but not no more. I made my new man run him out of town, because I did not want that frantic freak sneaking round.
It's time for me to interrupt the fine music with the playlist. To run down the list of the songs that were played. That's why it's called a playlist on the Old Codger Radio Show. That's me, Courtney T. Edison, the Old Codger, here every Tuesday on WFMU. So, that was Blue Lou Barker, recorded in the late 1940s on glorious 70 RPM records, I might say. And a song called Where's Joe. Before that was Moondog. Lewis Hardin. I used to see him in New York on the corner of 54th Street, 6th Avenue, something like that, Moondog's Corner. He was a fine man. He was blind. But he was quite resourceful. He used to build instruments and talk to people and smelled funny. But he made some fine music. So that was Moondog with the 78 RPM record on the SMC label that stood for the Spanish Music Center. Oboe Rounds it was with Chant and All Is Loneliness from Moondog. Well, you didn't think I'd play Moondog, did you? Think I'm just playing old down and dirty rhythm and blues, eh? And old double entendre type songs, risque stuff from vaudeville, eh? No, I'm hip. Well, and we heard Sophie Tucker. Oh, Sophie, what a woman. A woman of tremendous avoirdupois. Ah, when Sophie was hired to perform in theaters, she didn't need a cabaret license. She needed a building permit. But there she was singing the song Hollywood Will Never Be the Same. Yes, Sophie Tucker. On the Old Codger Radio Show. Here at WFMU. I'm here until 8 o'clock. Wish I could figure out how to lock the door so the next disc jockey couldn't come in here. And because I got plenty of music. I could... Well, the cows already came home. But I could be playing 78 for a really long time. Okay, we'll go back to the music now. This is, we got Zuzu Bolin. Yes, Zuzu Bolin. This is from 1951.
Baby! Make it!
Thank you. up last night. Why don't you eat? Eat for yourself last night. Yes, eat with me, baby. Everything's gonna be alright.
Down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Every teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and some wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please, 'cause that's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Down in the woods today, you better not go alone.
It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home.
For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about, they love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, because they're tired little teddy bears. Bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about, they love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, because they're tired little teddy bears.
They're so drowsy, so sleepy, they're tired little teddy bears.
Was a golfing man. He'd golf from morn till night. He had a mama, a loving mama. He didn't treat her right. He'd come home all tired out, and right to bed he'd go. His mama soon got tired of this, and these words she whispered low. She says, golfing, Papa, you're way over par. You'll have to stop putting on the green. You've had your way on the fairway. You know just what I mean. Now your stance is perfect, your aim is true, but Papa, when you drive, you fail to follow through. Golfing, Papa, you're way over par. You'll have to stop putting on the green. Use your your niblets, you'll have to stop putting on the green. Now what you need is a golfing coach. You're all right on your drive, but bad on your approach. What you want, your mama has got. But son, you'd better practice your explosion shot. Now listen, Papa, you must learn yourself. Cause when you drive, you slice and go right in the rough. From paying green fees, you've got me broke. Your shafts are bent and now you've lost your master's stroke. So pack your golf bag, you've had your fun. I found another man who's made a hole in one. Golfing, Papa, you're way over par. You'll have to stop putting on the green. Turn in your scorecard. You'll have to stop putting on the green.
Rejoice and be glad, for the springtime has come. We can throw down our shovels and go on the bum. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. Springtime has come, and I'm just out of jail. Without any money, without any bail. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I went to a house and I rapped on the door, and the lady said, bum, bum, you've been here before. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I like Jim Hill, he's a good friend of mine. That is why I am hiking down Jim Hill's main line. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I went to a house and I asked for some bread, and the lady said, bum, bum, the baker is dead. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. Why don't you work like other men do? Now how could I work when there's no work to do? Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. Why don't you save all the money you earn? If I didn't eat, I'd have money to burn. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I don't like work, and work don't like me, and that is the reason I am so hungry. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again.
Yeah, that was a hobo Jack Turner. And he was a hobo. A hobo with a recording studio. Very unusual back in the Depression for a hobo to have his own recording studio and make records. But it was portable. He kept it in his knapsack. Very, very resourceful man, that hobo Jack Turner. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Before that was Mamie Smith with Golfin' Papa. Do we even play it? I don't even remember if we played it or not. Bing Crosby did Teddy Bear's Picnic. And Zuzu Bolin did Why Don't You Eat Where You Slept Last Night. Wonderful song. Wonderful sentiments. Yes. Speaking of wonderful sentiments, I had a friend. Maybe you've heard of him. His name is Dale Carnegie. He wrote this book. Well, anyway, you know Dale Carnegie. He was a friend of mine years and years ago. He's always going on about what was wrong with me. Like he was so perfect. He had this messiah complex. He wouldn't leave me alone. Yak, yak, yak. Blah, blah, blah. Told me that if I followed his advice, people would like me. He said to stop criticizing and complaining. He told me to be a good listener. Well, I listened to the 78s very closely, you know. Of course, he didn't tell it to Dale. He didn't want to be contradicted. Said I should make other people feel important. He told me I should smile more. So finally, I told Dale, I said, shut up and write a book. And he did. And he was very successful. So successful that he became very busy. And he stopped. He was going around signing copies of his book at the bookstores. And he was so busy, he stopped talking to me. For which I am grateful, these damn do-gooders. Rummy Delbarton wasn't so lucky. He got Dale riled up one day so much that Dale Carnegie decided there was one person, only one, besides me, whose friendship he didn't care to win. So he wound up and he threw the book at Rummy. I don't mean figuratively either, I mean literally, right back of the head. Oh, he has quite a right arm, that Dale Carnegie. He could have been a pitcher, but he wrote a book. And then nobody ever heard of him again, till now. Well, I got time for one more song and then Mr. Sharpling comes in and does the second best radio show on WFMU, after the Codger, of course. So here's one more song on 78 RPM record.
Thank you.
Well, that was so bad. John Burkhart, and light as a feather, an old 1911, very rare, delicate 70 RPM record, played for you on the Old Codger radio show. Here, it's a radio show. They said, you know, they say radio is a dying medium. Well, they said the same thing about me 50 years ago. But you know, people, they still read the Farmer's Almanac. People still drink, even despite prohibition. People still listen to 78 RPM records. In my house, anyway. Well, I'm going to go home and do all three right now. So you stay tuned for Sharpling on the second best radio show on WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. I'll be back in 2 weeks. I'm the Old Codger. Goodbye.
Radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Ma. Well, I am Buddy Swales, Governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, Governor of Party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Collier from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kearns?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy!
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Yeah,
they have Rick Maloney at the Wawa. I go to
what? I hate you.
It's Peter.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
Roger Devil.
My name is Ollie Farinacci.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it and you'll die without it.
Smash your trash.
Derek, I'm calling from Newcomb.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man.
Ted, don't stand without the tentpole. This is a tentpole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What? This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, from Knoxville.
Super caller.
Officer Tom.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Father.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name's Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Ludell. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.